on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook.
The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
Sportscast, May 3rd, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. Visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or you can follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. And check out our app, The Sportscast, and iOS. So this morning, we have a lot of the NFL news. Did not expect that. I will talk more about the Knicks. But anyways, join us all the way from the Bay Area, Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Yo, what is going on, Santiago? Man, so much sports. I mean, it's coming in right now as we speak.
You know, it's funny. It's been a week since the NFL draft. So a lot of teams are formulating their rosters. You know, they're trying to fill in those holes because free agency is still on. Doesn't stop right at NFL draft. It still keeps going. Fifth-year options are still in the home mark. But we got so much news. We're going to start off with OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., former New York Giants and Ravens and Rams. Miami Dolphins signed Odell Beckham Jr. to a one-year deal worth up to $8.25 million, report by NFL Network. This is huge. Mike McDaniel has wanted this guy for a while, and I think we talked about this before. Ray, they got him. Now they got Tyreek Hill, Waddle, now OBJ. Ray, your thoughts?
First of all, that 8.25, that's way too much because he didn't do anything for the Ravens last year, folks. He didn't do nothing, even when they were in when they went up against who was it? They went up against the Chiefs. I mean, dude, he was a bust. He was a no-show. He's not the Beckham like from back in the day, folks. He's at the decline of his career. I can understand, you know, you got to fill positions and stuff, and he's going to do good as an option three, option four receiver because you got Tyreek, you got Waddle. But the thing is that's way too much money. I wouldn't have paid him that much, but I'm pretty sure his agent and him worked that deal out because rumor has they've been trying to work that deal since March, but they overpaid this man. I'm sorry. And I'm all about people getting their money, but they overpaid him. Way too much.
The two sides were negotiating a contract for weeks. Yeah, because I've been hearing this since the coaching retreat they had in Orlando a few weeks back. Mm-hmm. And Miami head coach McDaniel said that his team had an offer to Beckham back in about 2 months ago. The three-time Pro Bowl wideout played the 23 season for the Ravens. But let's get back to Mike McDaniel. It feels like he wanted him. You say it was OBJ's and his people wanted to go to Miami. I think I will not be surprised. It's a Mike McDaniel thing, Ray. That guy is super offense. And adding OBJ, like, he would not mind having OBJ in the team.
Dude, you know what? It's like a 2019 car that you wanted. And here it is, almost 2025. You purchased that car. And that car don't have the Wi-Fi, don't have the electric seats, don't have all the goodness that you need to win. I'm sorry, you looking at the old man, that's the old model, and he's wanting an old model because you're not gonna get that, man. You're not gonna get it. What's up, SPG? You're not going to get that. He's not gonna deliver. He gonna get hurt. He gets hurt. Sorry, he catches a ball, he hits the ground, he's hurt, he gets hit, he gets hurt. He's a liability. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he just got out of an ACL injury about a year ago.
I would have chopped that in half. I would have gave him maybe about $4 or $5 million, but $8.25 million, that's too much.
This is OBJ's stats this past year. Ravens, he recorded, he had 35 receptions, 565 yards, 16.1 average. Then before that, the Raven, the Rams, 27 receptions, 3-5. Not bad against the Ravens, though. Look at the stats.
You know, but look, 2019, he got 1,000. That was his last time he got over 1,000 yards, folks. Now look at the 319, 232, 305.
Yeah, it's on the same level area.
With the Ravens, 565, but you're paying somebody, folks, $8 million. He did three touchdowns. His longest pass he caught was 51. You know, so he averaged, 16.1 last year. Guess what? I'm sorry. I'm not impressed.
We'll love to hear what Victor says next week on the Jersey Boys Sports Talks every Thursday 8 p.m. and see what their thoughts. They're fans of OBJ. Obviously, they want him back in the Giants, but was not going to happen.
Look, people, stop living in the past, okay? He was an excellent, excellent receiver when he came out. He was amazing. He was amazing LSU guy. In college. But that ain't him no more. It's not him. You can't beat Father Time. Injuries do add on. It's not worth the money. You tell Victor I said that. I said he ain't worth $8.25 million. That's me. My opinion.
Yeah, that's something we got to see what happens with OBJ. He's not dating Kardashian, one of the Kardashians girls. So nothing to do with that. So anyways, let's go into the Chargers, another team that has offloaded some players during the offseason. Eckler. And Keenan Allen. Now they got DJ Shark from the Panthers, a deal that I think Ray probably agrees with his number, $5 million. Mm-hmm. He's only 27 years old. He had 35 receptions with the Panthers this past year and 525 yards and 5 TDs. But this is a good addition for Shark, and maybe Herbert, this could be a wide receiver one type of guy.
You lose Keenan, you lose Williams. You know what? Chargers have Herbert needs weapons. The dude's got an arm. You have to give this man weapons. That's why you got Hubert to throw that deep ball. And Herbert. I'm sorry. What did it call Herbert?
There's another guy Herbert we're gonna talk about.
Yeah, that's why you got him. So. I like the $5 million. I think it was worth it, and he's still good. He's still young. He's got some upside. So I like this. I like this signing.
Yeah, in which they got an offensive tackle in the first round of the NFL draft.
I didn't like it. I lost my mind, San Diego. I was like, what? You got Bowers, Neighbors, Rome. You had two awesome receivers and a tight end. Give this man weapons. You didn't lost Keenan. You don't have Williams. This man needs weapons. What are you going to just run the ball in? You got to give this man. Look, the man's talent is his arm. He's got a rocket arm. You have to give him people to throw the ball to. I lost my mind when they did that. I lost my mind. I couldn't believe that. And I'm not even a fan of the team, but I was just like, what are you doing? But I get it. This guy was a freak of nature, though. This offensive tackle, I get it. Offensive, the kid's gonna do good. I'm not trying to hate on the kid. I thought he's a good OT. The only problem is when you have weapons, receivers like that you can grab, skilled players. You gotta get those skilled players, man. Because they score. Get points.
Yeah. We'll see what happens in charge. Should we talk about what the 49ers got, or you want to wait after we talk about Tony?
we still trying to hold on to our boys, man. Lynch, I believe, and I've read your article.
There was a story about your general manager, the 49ers manager, John Lynch. Yes. He did not play for the 49ers. I was reading Wikipedia. He said no. Looks like those rumors are rested. Ayuk and who's the other guy? Debo's on the trading block. Anyways, Ray, what are your thoughts on that?
First of all, you guys make sure you sign up for the Sportcast newsletter. I get it in my mailbox. That in my mailbox. I said Santiago wrote it. Let me read what he had.
I wrote
to say
it for you, by
me.
The way.
I know you did, and I've read it. I actually made a comment. I added a comment. I said, "Yo, Santiago," but I read it. You know what? We okay, man. I don't believe in rumors. I don't believe in speculations. But you know, there's something going on in the scene. So just pay our boys and let's get on, man. Let's pay our boys and let's get on. Let's move on. Pay them.
Yeah, because I do know that Uke wants to go to Pittsburgh. I was hearing
that was and I had people in my DMs. Wait. They're gonna do. Guess what? He's still a Niner, folks. He's still a Niner. Okay, but anything can happen. Anything can happen, but we're gonna keep our boy. We drafted them, okay. Lynch drafted them. We ain't gonna just give our key players away unless we get something really good for them, and I'm all good for that. But it's all business.
What if OBJ was on the offer here for the Niners? Would you take him?
No, okay. No. I would be in the audience. I would probably throw my cup and go boo. We don't want you. Bring back Ayuk and Debo. Yeah. No, we don't want that.
Speaking about the draft, here were the draft picks by the 49ers. First round, they got 31st overall pick, wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. Then second round, they got cornerback Renardo Green. And then they got offensive line Dominic Pooney in the third. Round four, they got three picks. Safety Malik Mustafa, running back Isaac Garendo, wide receiver Jacob in round six, they got offensive line Jared Kingston. Ray, your thoughts over the Niners draft picks?
I give him a C. Nothing really like, yeah.
Nothing too crazy. I haven't heard nothing but like I have not heard nothing about these guys, by the way.
And exactly, that's why I give them a C. They're just fill in spots, folks. They're just fill ins. But you know what? We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see. Within the Niners, they're on the roll to win the NFC, I think, again. But we'll see what happens with the Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers, because those are also big threats as well.
Yeah. Love, man, he showed what he could do. So, yeah, Green Bay Packers, quarterback and their team, they're good.
Speaking about wide receivers, I have a lot of wide receiver news today. Kadarius Toney, former Giant, has been declined a fifth-year option by the Kansas City Chiefs. Toney will become an unrestricted free agent, Ray, after the 2024 season, as Kansas City chose not to pay the fully guaranteed $14.4 million salary for 2025.
Dude, I can't believe this guy was a 20th overall pick by the New York Giants, man. He ain't playing like a first-round pick. The guy drops balls, man. He's not good. He's not good. I'm not going to 14. Come on. He's $14.4 million. Guaranteed salary for 2025. Oh, I don't think so. No.
And like he was talking crap about the Giants early in the season last year. I guess because he got traded by the Giants. Which there was some rumblings last week when the Giants fans saw that they got Malik Nabers, and yes. A lot of people are saying, man, they, like he gives us the Toney vibes a little bit. I don't know if you've seen them.
You know what? Got to see it. I don't think you can't get no worse than Toney, man. I feel so sorry when Patrick Mahomes was throwing them deep balls, and that guy, I could have catched it. My mama could have caught some of them passes. That guy was dropping balls, man. And I'm sorry, but the NFL is not for long. That's what it stands for, not for long, especially when you're dropping passes like that. And I'm sorry, he's a bust. And in no way in the world he's worth $14 million. I wouldn't even give him $8 million.
Yeah, he's no OBJ money.
Yeah, and as far as neighbor goes, we have to wait and see, folks.
Yeah, it's true. Give him the benefit of the doubt. I heard his personality is like that. He's not that very, he's not very lively, I've heard.
Right.
So maybe he's good on the field, and that may solve the problems with Daniel Jones. I don't.
You can't speculate. We got to see what the kid does. Got to see what he did. Exactly. You know, got to see what he did. So I'm gonna give him a chance.
Yesterday, the Pittsburgh Steelers declined the fifth-year option for the 2025 season for the running back Najee Harris. Another running back that is getting declined these contracts. The best you can get is $13 million, apparently. But Najee Harris, former Alabama player, did not get the fifth-year option.
That guy was one of my fantasy players on my team. And you know who scored more? The freaking backup that was his backup scored more than he did. And I was like, are you kidding me? Harris ran like a snail, man. He was a snail. He was just a shell of himself. You can't beat Father Time, and injuries do add up. I'm sorry, Harris. You were an amazing Steeler running back, but it's time. Your time has come. Sorry.
Yep, the time has come. We'll see what happens in the next couple of days. His salary was going to cost $6.7 million. So we'll see. These running backs, like, it's just another thing with the running backs, Ray. Like,
have you ever seen this before?
Like, the value runner, like this,
because they take a lot of beating, man. And now that you have running back committees, you don't have to really rely on one running back. You can get three guys. Look, you need a speed, you need somebody that can catch. A running back that can catch. That's all you got. Three types of running backs. That's all you need. And sometimes there's guys that have all those talents. And when you do have all those talents, they're gonna run you until you can't run no more. And then you end up like Harris. And that's what happened to Najee Harris.
And speaking about running backs, guess who's back with the Cowboys?
Oh my God. They get eating my DMs. Hey Jeff, guess who's back, Ray? Guess who's back? Once again, it's a reach. It's like, what are you happy about? He's not him. That's
is that the only move they made all offseason? Is signing Zeke Elliott?
Shit! If I was a Cowboy fan, I would be what
you'd be livid.
I'd be mad. I'd be upset. And I hope you, Jeff, I hope you watch this, Jeff. What were they thinking?
Which, also speaking about the Cowboys, Dak Prescott charges got dropped yesterday, I think.
Yes, he did get dropped.
So I didn't even know he was charged or something.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought he was a good guy.
Look, there's always two sides of every story. And sometimes people do try to aggravate, or they try to instigate stuff with players. And I mean, but this is with a girl or something.
Right.
I just don't ever want to see somebody go to jail for the wrong reason. Or if he did do something, you know, I do believe that, you know, if you do the crime, you got to do the time. But if he's innocent, he's innocent. If he got dropped. Let's get on to some football. Let's go.
Let's go. Well, there you have it. Let's go into a commercial break before we head in to the NBA. In the rhythm of life, every tick of the clock holds a story. But how do we make every moment count? Meet Start Time, the simplest way to log, track, and optimize your time right at your fingertips. Start Time is designed for simplicity. With just a tap, begin logging any activity, and when you're done, hit stop. It's that easy. Wherever you are, Start Time knows. Our location detection feature automatically tags your logs, giving context to every second spent. Keep your day in perspective with a log tab. Every task, every moment, neatly organized and easy to review. Log, track, and optimize your time with a tap. Ready to make every moment count? Start with Start Time. Available now. for iOS. All right, we got some NBA time. Last night, the New York Knicks defeated the 76ers. Finally, in Game 6, Josh Hart raised his arms and extended three fingers on each hand on his go-ahead three-pointer from the top of the arc with 24.4 seconds that left. That was finally enough to send the Knicks over the 76ers 118-115 in Game 6 on Thursday night, and now they're going to face the Pacers. But Jalen Brunson, 41 points, Ray. 12 assists.
Woo.
I think he's scored 40 points in three straight games.
Yeah. They won it. They're hungry. Knicks are back. Knicks are back, folks. The New York Knicks are back. Awesome game. I mean, it came down to the end. And then, I mean, you also got to give a shout out. D scored on the other side. He scored 39. You know, GMB scored 39 points. That could have easily been Philly. They just didn't show up at the end, man. Brunson was on fire. Oh my God. That was a game. I was on the edge of my seat. That was a game. That's what NBA playoffs is all about, right there, man. Back and forth. Woo! Woo! Oh.
That's true basketball. Yeah, so the Knicks are through to the second round in consecutive years. For the first time since postseasons from 1992 to 2000. That's like the bad boy Knicks back then. And even then, nobody did what Brunson did in the series.
Nope.
Mm-mm. By scoring 40 points or more in each of the final three games, he became MVP. The first Knick to do that since Bernard King 40 years ago.
He's playing. Boy's playing like an MVP, man.
And the first NBA player to score 40 or more to close out a series since Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan just been mentioned right next to Brunson's name.
Brunson's on fire, man. This is his time. It's his time. It's time.
You think they can beat the Celtics?
No, I got Celtics.
I do think they're gonna beat the Pacers. I do think they should beat the Pacers.
Shout out to the Pacers. But I'll tell you who I got.
We'll save it. This is the tease from Ray. All right. So the other part of the bracket, the Pacers, who are going to face the Knicks, how they got there. Obi Toppin, who was traded from the Knicks to the Pacers, scored 21 points. McConnell added 20 points and 9 assists, and they led the Pacers to 120-98 route. This game was over by first quarter over the Bucks in Game 6. Lillard finished 28 points from the Bucks. But the Pacers, would you say this will be a shocker, or is it because, hey, the Bucks were just injured and there was no way?
Bucks was injured, man. Lillard, you know, I mean, he's an awesome guy. The reason why they got Lillard was to match him up with the Greek freak. And it wasn't there. And that's what happens, man. Injuries can hurt you. But, hey, you play what you got. And they played, but it was a team, the whole Indiana Pacers, plus a guy off the bench. I think a guy off the bench scored like 20 points. They killed him.
And Ray, have you subscribed to Patrick Beverly's podcast yet?
I can't stand him, but anyway, that's another story.
You know, he did not allow that ESPN reporter, I think I can't remember her name, Malika or something. Oh, Melinda Adams, to ask her to ask him a question because she didn't subscribe to his podcast.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
That is Beverly been like that his whole career, man. He was a dirty player, and that's just who he is. He's crazy. Yeah. Nah, man, I'm not watching that podcast.
I'd rather listen to Draymond Green's podcast.
Thank you.
That's a good one. It's interesting. Like, how about these players having podcasts during the season? I don't know.
They're making money.
True.
Okay. That's another income.
It's like almost like a sponsorship deal.
Look at what's his name? Club Shay Shay. Holy, that interview he had with Cat Williams, Shannon Sharp. He don't need ESPN. He could be his own darn ESPN. That man is getting views, folks. And if you come with the right stories and you get the people subscribed, hey,
It is what it
is. I watch. There's a lot of players I watch. I watch a lot of podcasts, and it's fun, and it's good to look at it from a player's perspective, you know, because you hear fans, but now you got the actual players, new players and old players, and I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, you bring a different perspective, and, you know, you always wonder, hey, does that affect their playing time? I don't know. We don't know. Hopefully not Draymond. That's the main thing.
Dude, he's always getting suspended, so he got all the time to do a podcast anyway.
Have you seen that Kia commercial that he's chased by a fox or something?
Fox, yes.
That was a pretty good commercial, I thought. Then, like, his the daughter's there with him, I think.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's like a good side of him. Like, he's not pissed or anything. And
no, it's good. If I, hey, if look, if I was a kid in school, I would probably do like some sports writing, some writing, you know, journalism, because in your career could be long, your career could be short, injuries could end your career. That is something to fall back on, folks. I'm just saying.
That's true. Well, let's look at the bracket because Ray does have his predictions and stands. So far in the East, we got Bob Austin that clinched about two nights ago. Mm-hmm. They're there waiting for the winner between the Cavs and the Magic. Now we got a semifinal between the Pacers and the Knicks. And in the West, we got the Minnesota versus Nuggets. That's going to be a series, by the way. And then OKC, they made it, but they're waiting between the winners of the Mavericks and the Clippers. Ray, how do you see this bracket coming into play here?
All right, let me give you, and this is just my opinion. Guys, I got OKC, you see right there. And then I got the Mavericks meeting up with OKC. You got Boston. I got the Cavaliers meeting Boston. Then I've got, man, come on, man, Denver Broncos and Minnesota. Whoo! But I got the Broncos.
I mean Nuggets.
Hello, the Nuggets. Sorry. Wrong Denver team. The Denver Nuggets. And I got the Knicks whooping the Pacers. And then for the final, I got Nuggets and Celtics. Boston, and that's who I got. Yeah, Boston and Denver.
A good one. Do you think Minnesota might give Denver a ride for its money? Or
yes, I do. I do. But I think for some reason, I just think the Denver, man, they're good.
They got Jokic, though. Yeah.
They got the And that's
got
why.
The Joker. You're about to say the Joker.
Yeah, I was going to say the Joker.
I think the Mavericks are going to definitely close it out tonight against the Clippers. And I do have Orlando. I do think Orlando's going to force a game seven against the Cavs. So I think that might go down to the wire. But if I don't know, man, whoever wins that Minnesota Denver series, Ray, will go all the way. Not all the way, but I mean to the finals for sure. But I think Minnesota has a chance, man. They got three big weapons. They got Cat, they got Anthony Edwards. But I don't know.
I got the West winning everything. The West. And I got the Nuggets. I got the Nuggets to win it all.
Well, there you go. It's going to be a fascinating NBA playoffs tonight. There's games and things are coming out to the wire. My Heat did not. It was just Jimmy Butler factor. Now we know that, hey, this squad without him can't go too far. So it's just one injury. Like Ray and I were talking about in the NBA, if you have one or two stars getting injured, the NFL, it's possible you can move on, but that quarterback is still key. But like besides that, the receiver, you get like a backup receiver to, you know,
it's next man up. In the NFL, it's next man up. Some guys have stepped up and became superstars by stepping in the other player. Tom Brady stepped up. Right. But when it comes down to NBA basketball, man, come on, man. Jimmy Butler ain't playing. Come on. That's not fair. Zion. Didn't get to play, you know. Come on, man. It's not the same.
It makes a diff. It's just such a short roster, short squad in that sport. But anyways, a lot going on in the NBA, NFL as well. So more news to talk about. Also, Zach Wilson went to Denver, FYI.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's a bridge quarterback. Waiting for next year's draft type of thing, you know.
Good luck with that.
Anyways,
bust.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, Ray, what is the best? Wait, we got predictions. I forgot about that, which you kind of predicted already. Cleveland at Orlando. Who do you have tonight?
Oh, dude, I'm going with the Cavs. I'm going with the Cavs. Oh,
Cavs win Orlando. Cavs. And Clippers at Mavs.
Sorry, dude. I just don't like the Clippers, man. Can't go with the Clippers. Going with the Mavs on that.
They're doing it without Kawhi. It's just James Harden, Paul George. Interested. Anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about, hey, any more teams moving to Sacramento or Vegas?
Ray3473 on Twitter and on Threads. And then I'm a game streamer. I stream on Ray3473 Twitch TV and also Ray3473, the gaming cyborg on YouTube. Thank you guys in the chat.
Yes. Which game do you usually play?
Dude, I play Marvel Snap, which is a Marvel game. I play all kinds of genres. I'm actually an ambassador to GeForce Now. So they hooked me up with a platform, and I'm also an ambassador with Boosteroid. They hooked me up. So, Awesome. Yeah, so I do their content and stuff throughout the week. But just look
GeForce
at GeForce
is a big channel, right? It's on cable still, right?
So GeForce Now is a gaming platform in the cloud, and they have a huge library of games. And they hooked me up with codes. I stream them for you guys and friends. So awesome. Heading to Cali, have a great stream. All right, dude.
He's heading to your area.
No, he's talking. First of all, shout out. Cali is a friend of mine. Today is his birthday. He's getting ready to do a game stream. And also, happy birthday to David. That's another friend of mine. So happy birthday to those guys.
A lot of birthdays this week. Anyways, yes. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter, X, and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting throughout the week, looking forward to what's going to happen this weekend. Next round of the NBA playoffs, and maybe some and more NBA free agency. There's still people out there looking for more money. Anyways, Ray, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. Thank you, chat. And follow the Sportscast.
That's right. It's an update.